It's hard because your name's Lindsay, you know? Yeah, so you kind of got it.
That's why people think that.
Yeah.
And then Lindsay end up.
No, you have to be.
Lindsay end up split your damn.
It's like that Johnny Cash song, A Boy Named Sue. Like, your name's Lindsay. You kind of got to be rough.
Yeah.
You know?
Get your ass busted open by Lindsay. Lindsay's up there with, like, Stacey's.
Again.
Yep.
Your man named Stacey. I'm not criticizing the name. Yeah. I'm just saying. Like, you're a boy named Stacy in middle school. You're taking a lot of shit.
Yeah, so you got to
get tough.
That's black ones all day. Black ones, black socks. Stacy and Lindsay. Chauncey's. Yes. You don't fuck with them dudes.
When's the last time that your wife heard a story or read something or saw something that said, like, this thing is bad for you, and just got rid of all of them from your house? All the time, right?
Oh,
yeah, my wife does that too. So I guess yesterday they did a story on black spatulas.
Uh-huh.
Like, if you use like a rubber, mm-hmm, whatever, black spatula, mm-hmm, apparently it, when warm, releases all kinds of, mm-hmm, cancer chemicals into your food. I didn't know that, of course. I love my black spatulas.
I do too.
Two spatulas I loved, and then there's two that I didn't like.
Guessing.
All gone.
Yep.
All gone. And I didn't even know. Yep. I was like, I was making eggs this morning, and I was like, I cracked the eggs, put them in there, didn't have my spatula yet, because it's always there. And I went to grab it, and I was like, fuck, there's no spatulas. All right, they must be dirty. I ran the dishwasher last night. Great. There's no spatulas in the dishwasher.
Right.
She put them someplace different,
mm-hmm,
looking in drawers. I texted her. I was like, where's all the spatulas?
Mm-hmm.
And then she forwarded me a story about how black spatulas can give you cancer. And I was like, well, shit, how am I? These eggs are cooking.
Couldn't have left one till we replaced
these
it.
Eggs are cooking right all now. What am I supposed to do? So then I mixed them together and had scrambled eggs.
All the fucking time, dog. It's amazing. When she wants to fucking clean, she don't ask. She throws shit away.
Yeah.
Like, I'm like, hold on, Shard, hold on. She does what she does it with my pots. I have my own personal pots that I like to cook. You can have that other shit.
Yeah,
I like,
me too.
I have four pots that I like to cook in.
Yeah.
All right. And one of them had to scratch it about shit, but we had to throw it away. I'm like, why? Because of something that might get in the food. I was like,
what if it might not?
What if it might not? You know, and then he's like, shit, I read something, and I was like, okay.
It's just such a wormhole because, like, if you read anything about anything, mm-hmm, that we eat, breathe, drink, or consume, I mean, it's cancer.
Yep.
Somewhere.
Yeah, it's like that with a dog.
We're eating meat that's fucking probably bad for us.
Yep.
We're eating, breathing air. I mean, you guys live over there, and there's a chemical cloud in the air.
Mm-hmm.
Like, we're not supposed to go outside today?
I don't know.
What are we supposed to do?
Yeah.
I don't think the black spatula's getting me the way. We live by, there's the property value in our zip code is lower because there's a plant that emits carcinogens into the air.
Right.
That are killing people.
It's
like,
just
where we live.
When all is said and done, what's the likelihood the black spatula is the thing that gets you?
Unlikely.
Like, that's my thing.
Unfucking likely.
So I bet you won't go get black spatula.
The thing that annoys me is
I love a black wood one.
Yeah. I had two great spatulas, like real sturdy. You know, you could cut shit with them even because the tip was nice and burned to a point.
Yeah. That's broken in.
If I needed to cut something like a chicken in half or something in the pan without cutting it, I could just dagger it with my spatula. Now what are we going to do? Now we got to use wood? You can't flip an egg with a wood spatula.
No.
Like, plus also,
you get those weird tong egg flipper things.
I don't even know what that is.
It's like one half of it's a spatula, the other half is a tong. And then you like grab it.
I guess metal, but then metal's going to scratch it. It's Teflon, like you're talking about.
Yeah, but I don't care.
Then the Teflon's going to pop off and it'd be a little pepper sprinkle in my egg. And that's going to give me cancer too, probably.
But I'm right there with you, dog. Anytime she does the same thing. She sent me the article. She knows I'm not going to read this shit, so that's why she goes. I gave you the article. Well, you know I'm going to read that shit.
What was I? Was I sourcing you? It doesn't matter.
You know what?
You threw away my shit.
Yeah,
it's gone now.
Dude.
The article or no article, it doesn't matter.
Dude.
And my thing was just leave one for me then.
Yeah, you like need a secret drawer.
I'll just use it, and you guys can use whatever. Non-cancer approved.
You can eat.
Thing that you want, and I'll just use it, and I'll just make my eggs on it because it's hard, you know. flipping a fried egg, you got to have a good spatula for that.
I agree.
You get right under there, you know?
I know what you're talking about, Doc. Been there, Doc. It's always crazy.
Yeah.
But you better not throw in none of that shit.
I'm not a big thrower away.
I throw shit away.
I want to.
I throw little fucking accessory toys away.
They don't let me be a part of it because that's my solution. Is like a couple weekends ago, we had to go through the playroom after her birthday. And I was like, look, we're either going to have to build a new house or we're going to have to get rid of some of these toys. Because every time one of these guys has a birthday, and it's nice, people love them. That's awesome. I love it. You guys, thank you. You guys get them presents too. But like, we have too much shit. They don't play with it. Mm. Like every birthday they get more shit and then it's less likely that they'll play with the other stuff that they used to have.
Yep.
So it's like, just keep all the new stuff and cycle through or whatever. Mm. And we go in there and it's like, well, we can't get rid of that because she got this from Aunt Colleen. It's like,
you know, Aunt Colleen would be all right. I don't know too many people that I know.
Had a good 2-year run.
You know what I mean?
Aunt Colleen's got 3 kids. She knows the deal.
Yep.
Everybody knows the deal. Like, no one expects, or like old cards. It's like, oh, it's a birthday card from this person. You should keep it. Why?
I stopped keeping
mine. What for? Let's burn it or throw it away.
Dude.
No one cares.
I take the check out the card.
The
and I
sentiment
throw the card
remains.
Away.
They came to the party and they said happy birthday and they love me and they still do. But I don't need a signature and like a 3-sentence thing to memorialize
it. Dude, there was this big ass box 2 days ago. Probably about 7 o'clock at the house. So I'm like, okay, what the hell is this big ass box? Now, no, our fucking den where we used to sit at looks like a hurricane bash. It's all kind of big shit in there. She bought this motherfucker an activity table, one of them tables for the train track.
Yeah,
with the wooden train track.
Oh my god!
I was like, hold on, whoa!
That's a huge
undertaking.
I was like,
where the fuck is this going? She said, we're gonna put it right there. It's like, do you not see all that other shit? I don't like to walk around. And I was like, you know what? I said, okay, fine. I might put it together. Fine. And so I was like, y'all go ahead and put it together. She couldn't figure it out. So I'm just sitting in my chair and she keeps looking over there. But I'm like, put that fucking thing together.
I didn't buy it.
I ain't buy it. Exactly what I said. I didn't buy it.
And I don't want it.
And so I'm like, fuck it. So I put the fucking table together. And I'm like, but y'all got to put together the train track. Now, it's the wooden tracks, right?
Yeah.
Now, he's 2.
Right.
He's 2. All right, it's got all these little trees that go around it.
Right, none of
all
that.
This other shit.
All he's gonna do is throw it,
and that's all he's been doing is throwing it.
Yeah, put
and
it in
then,
his mouth.
Then fucking Nico, he don't put stuff in his mouth really anymore.
Oh, that's good.
But Nico comes in every time. Nico chewing up some shit. It's been there for 2 days,
and it's ruined.
It's been there for 2 days. It came with like 10 of those little. I didn't throw away all 10 of them.
Oh man,
threw away all 10 of them. All right, she had to super glue the track down on the table because he kept picking the track off and throwing it.
Yeah,
it's 2.
Because he's a 2-year-old boy. That's what he wants to do. What annoys me more than anything, though, is like a lot of this is just understood. It is what it is. It's going to be fucking.
Yep.
It's going to be crowded. You're going to throw shit away sometimes. But like when I'll suggest like, hey, maybe we sort of trim down some of the fat. We got too much stuff. Maybe they'd be more likely to, you know what I mean? And I'll suggest it. She'd be like, well, we can't get rid of anything. And then she'll see something on Instagram where it's like, you know, kids are more likely to play with 1 toy than they are with 5. And it's like, you needed this dumb mom Instagram post to tell you something that I've been telling you for 3 years. You're married to me. I'm not saying I'm a genius, but I know some stuff.
You don't like that. I'll tell you this. Make Instagram grow. Make Instagram
post. We need to start our own fake moms of Instagram account.
Yes. The so dads then, know stuff too.
No, 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 because they're not going to listen to that. They're not going to listen to that.
Oh.
We have to make it a fake one so we pretend we're moms and then just send it to our wives when we want stuff done.
Maybe
and they'll be like, hey, I saw this on Instagram. That's actually pretty fucking smart, actually.
That's actually.